Hey, property management friends. Welcome to This Week in Property Management. I'm your host, Jeremy Pound from InScale. And I just got back from the Cal NARPM conference in Napa Valley, and I can't wait to share with you some notes from it. Also, I found our guest today, who I've also known for a while, but I was really excited about what his content was. So I can't wait to introduce you to who I am affectionately now calling AIJ. Many of you guys know him. He's going to show you some amazing things that are becoming available to property managers in the technology field. In fact, he spoke at the California conference about how AI is making our jobs much easier in the coming months. And I'm excited to have him on today. But while we wait for our live viewers to join and come online, I'd like to show you a quick clip from a previous episode that you may have missed. So walk us through what you think that people should be focused on as they plan for 2024.
And there's three elements to that. And it's kind of, it looks simple, but it's largely impactful on what the outcomes are going to look like. The three components being the right people, having the right processes, and the right technology, but they all have to work together.
And that could not be more relevant for today's episode as we talk about all the new technology that Jay's going to share with us. So be sure that you're subscribed to us on whatever your favorite platform is. We're on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, or X. So you can watch these industry episodes live and be the first to hear what's new and trending and actually comment on the video and ask questions as we go live. Now, I want to share with you some highlights about CalNARPM. I'm freshly back. In fact, if you see any wrinkles in my jacket, it's because I just unpacked. We went to CalNARPM in Napa. It was amazing. Then we had our RentScale quarterly in Colorado afterwards, and I got back very late last night. Now, some highlights that I want to share with you that were amazing is Mark Cunningham was the keynote speaker who kicked us off. He talked about the next 5 years in property management. He shared some great things and reiterated a lot of things we've actually talked about on this show. We do believe, because of a number of factors, that there will be many more accidental landlords coming into the industry. And we need to be speaking their language and being welcoming to those people rather than totally focusing all of our marketing on investors. And so I will likely have Mark on the show very soon, and we can talk more about that. Now, a very unexpected surprise was Kevin Patterson, who's on the board of CalNARPM, had an amazing presentation about how he basically produces zero-cost marketing. Although, as he shared with us, he actually has major investments in his community. What's amazing about what Kevin talked about is his market is in Southern California, but he lives in Nashville. However, when he walked through his unique marketing methods, so many of them were based on how involved in the community that he is. And so if you've come to a previous sales mastery, if you've heard us talk about local marketing, we use a term all the time here called local celebrity. Kevin and his company are truly local celebrities in their market. And I thought that was absolutely fantastic. So look forward to an episode with Kevin as well. Jen from our team talked about what we learned from hiring over 280 BDMs in the last 4 years. We walked through everything that we learned, the trends that we're seeing, how hard it is and how competitive the marketing landscape is for really great sales talent. And we got to share a lot of that, which you guys hear from us all the time. Jay, our guest today, talked all about the AI trends and tools, and that's why I wanted to bring him here. And then the conference was capped off by Deb Newell, really helping us understand the benefits and the positioning that we have as practitioners in our craft. So she talked all about how to take on the Goliaths in the industry that may be entering your market, who may not have local knowledge, who may not have the right investment knowledge in your market, and how to use that to basically solidify your position in the market as an expert. So we are good friends with her as well, and we'll probably have her on the show soon. It was a great event, and it got me excited to be back into the height of conference season. As much as travel can be a little bit of a headache, and you can get delayed like I did yesterday for 8 hours, thank goodness for the Amex lounge, because I had a 8:55 flight, didn't take off until after 1 p.m. in the afternoon, but it's all worth it when we get to learn all these great ideas and talk to everybody in the industry, which got me excited. So at the end of the episode, I will walk you through the event calendar. We are about to embark on a number of other trips. hope to see you guys in person soon. So excited to get Jay on the episode. Really, really grateful that he's investing his time in with us today. But I also know that you guys love the business development scoreboard that we do each week. So we've got the new business development scoreboard for March. So Jen, walk us through how the industry is doing.
Hey everyone, back at you with another Scale Club scoreboard update. I am Jen, the COO over at RentScale, and I am excited to bring to you another scoreboard with some record setters for the month of March. So we saw our community really closing down Q1 in a strong way. A lot of our members are finally starting to see the fruit of their labor from outbound prospecting. If you've been watching this consistently, you know that we have been pushing our community to do outbound prospecting and true business development, not just responding to leads. And we have been working on that month after month after month. I am very happy to report that the BDMs who have been consistently doing this for the past 6 and even 9 months are starting to see those results and those leads come in, which is exactly what we anticipate. So no small amount of work on their side, and certainly something that we have been really preaching every single time we come to Scale Club and Skill Devs, but excited that that's actually churning out business and everything that we've been teaching them is starting to finally pay off. So all of those numbers are reflected in the month of March. And as you will see here, we had an uptick in March to 413 doors across our community, which was up from about 352 in the month of February. Our scoreboard leaders were Fort Myers, Florida at 42. She is on the top 5 for the first time, so we're excited to see her there. Chicago, Illinois at 36. Memphis, Tennessee at 22. Austin, Texas, who is a new BDM, been in our community for about 3 months now, signing 22 doors, so very excited for him. And Atlanta, Georgia, one of our favorite BDMs who's been prospecting in a lot of the best ways at 21 doors. So congratulations to all of our top performers. You are absolutely killing it, and we are so proud of the work that you're putting in. Average number of doors in our community was actually almost equal to what it was last time. So it was just a few percentage points higher, but it was slightly higher at 9 doors. And top 50% of our community closed on average 14, which was up 20%. If we take a look at the BDMs that were up 20%, really what we're seeing is those BDMs that are outbound prospecting that's starting to pay off. Those are coming in as warmer leads, and they're converting once they get through the marketing qualified process. They're ready to roll once they have that investment property and know this is what they want to do. Lead volume per BDM was actually up. So in the last 3 months, this is something that I talked about with a couple people at the Cal NARPM conference that we went to, that we had seen a decline in leads for the last 3 months. So I was really curious to see what was going to happen here in April, especially as we anticipate an uptick right around this time of year. I am happy to report that leads are actually up about 20% from where they were in February. So in February, we saw an average of 16 leads. And in April, we have an average of 20, as you will see noted here on the scoreboard. So happy to report that that lead volume is starting to go up with the busier months as we expect. Percent to goal this month for our community is 83%. That's actually down a little bit from our 103 reported out last month in February. A lot of that is because we start to forecast for a little bit of a pickup. And I think the pickup this year was a little bit slower than typically. So in March, although the community did amazing and we saw some record breakers for sure, we anticipate that it's a little busier than it was. So it just seems to have a little slower start to this season. But we're really excited to step into the busy season for you guys and for BDMs. And really this month, we're focused on making sure that we're executing and going back to the basics of having good discovery calls, making sure our on-site consultations have all the right elements in them, CRM record keeping. So lots of reinforcement of the ideas. But we do have one really exciting thing coming up this month, and that is some of our BDMs in our Scale Club Mastery, which is an invite-only elite group of BDMs. A lot of them are on that leaderboard that you just saw. They are actually going to be presenting the psychology of sales at this month's Skill Dev. So if you'd like an invite to that, it is the last Friday of the month. And if you want to see what our BDMs are actually presenting out to the community, what they've learned from their time here at RentScale, this would be a really fun one to join just to see how they've progressed. If you'd like an invite to that, simply just reach out to me, jennifer@rentscale.com, and I would be happy to send over a Zoom link and the time and a calendar invite for that event. That's all I have for you guys today. Back to you, Jeremy.
All right. I'm excited about the scoreboard. Jay, I didn't actually know that was happening, but both Jay and I share a hometown of Fort Myers, Florida, and I love that they were actually on the scoreboard. So I'm going to let Jay introduce himself. I'm really excited to have Jay Birubé. Birubé, let me make sure I'm saying that right. Let's get out of the way, Jay. I never know. How do we say your last name?
Yeah, so you're saying it wrong, but I usually just tell people they're saying it right, no matter what they say, because not many people get it right. It's difficult. It's Birubé.
Birubé. Okay.
Yeah.
Birubé. Got it. Jay Birubé. From Better Who. We met many years ago, and you had a property management company in Fort Myers. Am I right about that?
Correct. Yeah, I had a property management company in Fort Myers for 15 years.
I love it. So I did not plan that. It's fantastic that we happen to have our leaderboard of Fort Myers, which is where I also grew up, which is very exciting. But since you've done many new things, you are now with Better Who. I got to see you speak at Cal NARPM. And heard all kinds of great feedback of what you're doing. And you've really kind of adopted this AI field. And that's why I like to affectionately call you AIJ. I don't know if anyone else has told you that, but you should totally steal that. Should be your new handle and everything. But AIJ, the question I want to ask you is AI going to make our job easier or harder as property managers? Because you seem to have some really good thoughts on it. I think that's what everybody's thinking about that. So what is your take on that question?
Yeah, so great question. Let me just take a step back for a sec to just put some of this into context. So my background is in sales, brokerage and property management. That's what I was always good at. And I did that for a couple of decades and grew, had a great time, sold brokerage, property management a couple of years ago. And what I realized as I was on that journey is that marketing is the same thing as sales, but it's just one to many, right? I mean, it's reaching your audience, communicating with your audience and taking the one to many approach. So as I went and continued on that journey of learning more about marketing and diving deep and started building the coaching and consulting aspect of what I do, it just naturally fit in to figure out, okay, where can I create leverage? Leverage is the key word. So, for me, AI was not on my radar. And this was probably right after ChatGPT launched, still wasn't on my radar. And one of my team members, who's a remote team member in Romania, she had mentioned, she's like, look, AI is going to be a big thing. We need to know about it. We need to lean into it. So I started just, diving deep like I usually do, getting into a bunch of YouTube videos, following the right people, signing up for newsletters, and started learning about what AI is. But more importantly, this is really the most important thing for anyone that is watching and listening, is that we have to figure out what is important to us, how AI is going to be important to us in our business, and how it's going to help us achieve our goals. Because it's worthless if we're just trying to figure out what's happening with AI rather than how do I apply it to my business. So with that context, the bigger picture question is, it's only going to help us moving forward if we utilize it properly.
Fantastic. Okay. So you saw the need. People started talking about it. I think that we can all relate to that. I think that we all can relate to this idea that, like, we know it's coming. There's been a number of technologies in our lifetime that have kind of shown up, and we think, okay, I got to learn this internet thing. I got to learn this cryptocurrency thing, right? Like, we keep doing these things. But, you know, AI is just here. It is the now thing. What does it mean to you? Like, what are you thinking about? What have you learned? Because I probably more than anybody that I know in the property management space, you've dived in. So what are your takeaways?
Sure. So first off, we have to do more with less as business owners. So in order to do more with less, then we have to be more productive and efficient. We want to increase our profitability, and there's a lot of pressure that's on that. So some of the ways that we can start is, well, actually, the first step that I always recommend to people is look at how your current software is utilizing AI, or what is on their radar to implement with AI. So, for example, there's many software companies that we all utilize, either AppFolio or Rentvine, Zinspector. You know, there's a lot of companies out there that are starting to incorporate AI. In fact, AppFolio had an AI integrator role in their company for the past several years. So this is not something that's going away, and it's not just used for marketing descriptions. So when you know, the first step is to look inside your software stack. Then the next step is to identify what's going to make the biggest impact for you. Well, for most of us, it's capacity, right? I mean, how many of us get to the end of the day and we're like, man, if I only had more hours? I know my wife asks me, she's like, well, if I could, she'll say, if I only had more hours in the day, Jay, then I could do that. So what I try to do is I try to solve that problem by giving her more hours in the day. She's like, no, Jay, I just wanted to vent. And I'm like, okay, but it is a problem that people need to solve, having more hours in the day. Well, you can do that by leveraging AI. So a couple ways, and most people are familiar with ChatGPT. So Jeremy, have you diddled around with ChatGPT yet?
Yep, absolutely. Got on my phone, played with a number of iterations of that, Jarvis, some other things. No, by no means an expert, but starting to see how fast creation can actually come from ChatGPT and its derivatives.
Yeah. So let's start with ChatGPT because it's what most people know. So there's this term called prompting. If you haven't heard that term before, it's a term you probably just need to know. Basically, all it means is AI communication. So prompting is just the way that you should be communicating with AI. And it's just the words that you use. But I think we can all agree, especially, you know, we're talking to people who are watching this, which might be avid sales and marketing enthusiasts. Sales and marketing is the communication is the foundation of sales and marketing. It's all about how you communicate with our partners, our spouses. Like, communication is the foundation of everything. It's the same with AI. So by asking better questions, you get better answers. Can you think of a time where you might have gotten a garbage answer out of ChatGPT? Most people have. I know it happens to me on a daily basis. So it's then just asking another question after that, digging deeper. So I find it relates a lot to how I approach asking questions in sales, right? Digging a little deeper, rewriting this in a different way. So let me share one of those prompts that is that can be very useful. So you think of a problem that you currently have, and maybe it is, I don't have enough time in the day, right? So you can ask the question to ChatGPT saying, look, I just don't have enough time in the day. How can I solve this problem effectively? What are some ways to solve this problem? How could I look at this? What could I do differently? Even if we don't know which questions to ask ChatGPT, we can ask it what questions to ask. So say if I wanted to have more time in my day, what questions would you want me to ask you so that you could give me a good answer?
I think this is very synonymous with when I learned how to use Google. So, you know, just a generation gap. It's pretty easy to understand. Yeah, I'm sure you can experience this. You know, I kind of came of age in the dot-com days, and I just knew how to use Google. And if I needed to know anything, what the cheapest way to get to San Francisco was, you know, how do I fix a carburetor on a car? You know, we joke all the time that, like, if you've got a YouTube channel, you can literally do heart surgery on yourself, right? And so it was all about using Google. And then generationally, my parents would come to me and they'd say, yeah, I don't use Google. I don't know, even know what you kids are doing over there. Kids, I'm like, I was like 25, 30 when I'm having that conversation, but they just didn't get it. And because search was about how good of a question you ask, right? So I think it's just, it's, aren't we just like on the next derivative? Like, we had to be good searchers to know how to use Google. And in fact, there's all these Google hacks that I still think people don't understand, like putting in site colon rentscale.com and then looking for exactly what you're looking for. But the better searcher you are, the better Google is a tool for you. And I think what you're saying is the better prompter you are, the more more clarity you have in the questions you ask, the better AI is going to be for you. Is that a fair summation?
Yeah, that's correct. So just a point on Google, the way that Google search is done now will be obsolete sometime in the near future, because AI, that's going to be the search that we use. And you're starting to see that more and more anyway. But, you know, there's not going to be a Google search the way it is now. There's AI incorporated into a lot of different search capacities. Sometimes I look for an answer using ChatGPT or other AI rather than using Google search. So there's a Chrome extension called Perplexity. Most people haven't heard of that. You can search a question. It'll search the web, but then you can ask follow-up questions too. It'll interact with the websites and the pages that you're currently on. And that's a free Chrome extension, which is a highly useful tool.
Thank you for that. Perplexity, let's put that in the show notes. I did not know about that. Yeah. So I'm immediately going to go play with that. Let's kind of put ourselves in the shoes of our listeners. We're property managers. Like I said, you've made a strong case that AI is actually going to make our jobs easier, not harder. So I'd like to invite you to kind of share what you would be using today as a property manager to make your job easier, to make your company stickier for your clients.
Great. So let's talk about BDM specifically first, right? Yeah. So for a BDM, there's a tool called Wave, W-A-V-E, and it's available on Mac OS and also on iPhone. I'm not sure about Android yet or whatever other kind of phones there are besides Android or iPhone. And Wave is a tool where you go on an appointment, excuse me, and you have a lead call, right? I mean, you're busy, you're on the road, and you don't want to forget what you spoke to someone about. I mean, how many times does this happen? So Wave is just a way, you just press a button, it's an app on your phone, and you just record, you just talk. So I just met with Mr. and Mrs. Jones, and we were at 832 Main Street. Well, they are going to need X, Y, and Z done to their property. They're going to need 32 days. Their cat's name is Henry, and they have art all over the walls. And I want to remember to get them a chandelier for Christmas. Who knows, right? What Wave will do is it will automatically transcribe. It'll summarize. It'll create action items. All of that done, and then it'll push it to Notion. Or it will send an email to whoever it needs to go to, and you can just put that in your CRM. So it's a great tool for being on the go as a BDM.
Amazing. All right. And just briefly, because I hear a lot about this, I know, but I know our audiences know. What is Notion?
Yeah, Notion is, what do you want to call it? it was created as a project management tool, but essentially it's a place where you can run your company. You can get rid of spreadsheets and do that stuff in Notion. It's a great place to keep notes. It's an internal company resource.
Great. Yeah. So it's helping us document the company, keep track of everything. Just really like a database, like a modern database for our company.
Yeah. Wiki pages, right? Your training manuals, like those things can go in there. Your documents can go in there. I have a Notion prompt template. So if you want to know how to communicate better with AI, if you want to shoot me an email, I'll send that to you. jay@betterwho.com, J-A-Y. And that has all of the prompts that we currently are sending to property managers. But let me go into a different tool. Another one for BDMs, but also for your team. I've tried a lot of different meeting summarizers. And what's important for me, which I think is important for most, is to have the video, to have the transcription, to have the summary, but to come out accurately. And then also to create follow-up emails without having to go into other softwares, to be able to ask specific questions about that meeting and be able to get those answers. And I went through a lot of different softwares just testing them out. The one that works the best is Time OS. So it's TIME.OS. And that is a great tool if you're a BDM. I can tell you for all of my discovery calls and my coaching calls, I have Time OS working in the background. And for any BDM, when you're on your meetings, if you're doing them virtually, it's a must have.
Great. So I just fire up Time OS as I run a call. I don't have to run the call through Time OS. It's just there in the background, but it's capturing the notes for me. So that when I'm done, not only do I condense a little bit of my time, but I probably also get better fidelity on what actually happened on the call than if I was trying to do it from memory, correct?
Yeah, exactly. It saves you a ton of time. So you don't have to, you know, write up specific notes and put them in your CRM. You can just copy and paste it. You can just click write follow-up email and it will write the follow-up email for you. It'll get it 90% of the way there. So it'll save you a ton of time in your sales process.
So I want to interject a little bit here because you've got all these amazing tools. I want to make sure I'm hearing you right, because I have been listening to a lot of your stuff, Jay, and I love it. Thank you very much. I have been consuming it and seeing a lot of great tools. I want to make sure I have this right. Would you say that today, you know, here in, April 2024, would it be fair to say that what you're seeing more of is AI is enabling us as a property manager? It's not necessarily replacing any functions or disrupting our business. Right now, most of the tools that you're seeing are just like catalysts or enablers. Is that an oversimplification? I just want to make sure I understand that.
Yeah, AI is not going to replace people. AI is used to enhance and make more productive. So if you look at, if you want to be more profitable, right, the average property management company increased profitability from 6 to 8 to 11%, I think a couple of years ago, right, on average, each company. If you want to look at labor efficiency, right, so, you know, companies are getting more profitable. If you want to look at labor efficiency, over the past several years, labor efficiency has increased. So property management companies, you know, are getting better. Well, in order for you to remain to get better, right, in order to you for you to stay on that trajectory, you have to utilize AI. It's going to help you. And it's not a should I, it's a when am I going to adopt it? And I'm sure that you would also agree that you should adopt whatever's going to help you and your business and whatever your competitors could be using. If it's going to be, if it's going to last, you should absolutely be one of the first implementers of that.
Agreed.
And that's what AI is going to do. Yeah.
Yeah, agreed. And especially if you know how to use it right. And I think that when I've been watching your videos, Jay, and I've been watching you, what you're helping us do is not just throw out technology for the sake of technology, I think what I've really been impressed by what you've been doing is you're helping us understand it in the context of our job. So like you said, you know that a BDM wants to have accurate and compelling notes. So why not use AI to do that? You know that tenants or owners need good conflict resolution that is empathetic and is detailed and that is smart. And so why not use AI to do that? And so that's what I've really kind of watched you do is you're helping us understand how to do our job just on steroids, for lack of a better term. So I'd love for you, because I heard everybody talk in California. They were very excited about your communication cadence. A lot of this may be lost in translation, but I was hearing that people were really excited about, hey, we're going to communicate with people anyway. AI is going to help us maybe communicate with 10 or 20 people in the time span that we would only be able to communicate with maybe 2 or 4 people in the past. So I would love to hear some other hacks from you that I know that you have in the back.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So hacks as far as a couple tools to shortcut or a better way to communicate?
Both. But like I said, everybody was kind of talking about how you were really dialed in on, hey, a tenant's got this problem. Here's how you can create the right response. Or an owner's got this question. And you were people were excited about the time that you were saving them and the craft ability that you were giving them, then maybe, you know, an average employee that we hire, Jay, isn't going to be naturally good at that. And they need a little bit of a crutch, right?
Yeah, true. So think about before AI, or actually without the following that I'm going to mention, it's garbage in, garbage out. Whatever you ask ChatGPT or any AI to do, it only has a certain amount of knowledge, which is not much about you or your company. So what I think you're talking about is people were really excited about how to create a brand voice, and a brand voice and being able to create that and then feed it into AI is getting it to know your company. So you would collect certain things like any blog posts that you may have done, your website link, and some other resources as well, right? You know, I had a list of things that you should have, and any or all of those is fine, but it's just information that you would input into ChatGPT. And now ChatGPT knows about you and about your company. It knows how to deliver good news and bad news, how to communicate with tenants one way, to owners another way, and to vendors another way, because you don't communicate to tenants and to owners the same way. I mean, there's a different voice, a different tone. And then, of course, your company has a certain tone as well. So it's really training ChatGPT. And I went through just a few simple steps that any property manager can use in order to get ChatGPT to know it on steroids, to know your company on steroids.
And that was all through ChatGPT, right? That was the main tool. You were basically loading up the database of previous content.
Yeah, correct. It could be anywhere, but honestly, it's like stick with what you know or what most people know. It's the simplest way.
So is that, I think that's, you know, because I remember watching some of your stuff. Rather than having an arsenal of like 50 tools, you're kind of saying, hey, go out and master ChatGPT. Go get one. And until you're really getting fruit from your labor, don't feel like you need 50 different tools. Is that the kind of the marching orders you'd recommend?
Absolutely. Step one, you look inside your software stack first. Step two, you identify what is the biggest problem you need to solve, right? What is going to make the biggest impact in your business? And because it has to just be one thing that you start with. And then, yes, just a few select tools that you would identify, okay, which one is going to make the biggest difference. So ChatGPT is one. And if you get ChatGPT, get the plus version, you pay $20 extra a month, but there's really some cool features in there. One of them is called custom instructions. And basically, you're just preempting and saying, listen, I need you to respond to all of my chats with this knowledge. I'm a property management company. This is my audience, right? It's just a basic thing. And you also, it gives you context of teaching it how to respond to you. So for example, I want AI to respond to me in bullet points, not to give me unnecessary information, not to hallucinate answers. And I can pre-format that. And in that Notion template I was talking about that I emailed out for free, I have custom instructions that you can just copy and paste into ChatGPT and just, you know, make a couple modifications that make sense for you, but it completely shortcuts everything. So ChatGPT is one, Wave that I was mentioning is another, TimeOS. Another one that's massive, massively beneficial for your company is Scribe, S-C-R-I-B-E. So if you're like me, I thought I was a real smart guy and I didn't want to keep training my team members over and over and over again on the same thing because it drove me nuts. And this happens to most business owners. So I thought, hey, great idea. I'm just going to screen record this while I'm training them. And then they'll just go back and watch the video afterwards. Well, what I didn't think of at the time is who the hell is going to go back and watch 30-minute videos to try to, you know, figure out the process. We have less time, but we have to do more. And we want our team to be efficient. So that's when I started looking for a tool and I found Scribe. Scribe is awesome. You literally push a button on a Chrome extension and everything you're doing, it will take screenshots. It'll show you where you clicked. AI will write what you actually did and it'll turn this into a training manual. You can create SOPs for your company in there as well. Like it makes things so easy. And all you have to do is literally just click the button and it's going to follow you around and create the training and SOPs for you.
That's amazing. So I'm going to look into Scribe. I've heard of it. I haven't used it. And I've learned today, too, about ChatGPT, because you're right. It's not a big time saver for me to get an essay back from ChatGPT. So I can upgrade and I can say, hey, give me the executive level bullet points. And that's something I can train ChatGPT to do. That's amazing. So thank you for that. I'm definitely going to do that. And I love what you said about following the tech stack. So, you know, I was at LSU and I saw Lead Simple is building in some auto responses to customers with AI. And as you said, there's only a set number of software apps that most of us in property management are using. And so, like you said, make sure that they're using it before you go out and use your own. But find out what works for you. It should make your job easier. And whatever we have at our disposal today, and I assume you'll agree with this, Jay, whatever we have at our disposal today is only the beginning. And if we were to fast forward to November or December this year, there's probably going to be 10 new tools. And so just like when Web 2.0 came around or when apps came out or anytime we've been faced with this, like this kind of technological revolution, what's more important than the tools is knowing how to use the tools, right? Context, knowing what you're trying, like knowing what you're trying to achieve, knowing what problems you're trying to solve will never go out of style. It'll never become irrelevant, right? It's then using that lens to look at the tools and say, hey, I know that I want to give better feedback to my clients, and this is a tool that will help me do that. Would you agree with that? Am I oversimplifying it?
Yeah, no, that's correct. I mean, I would say that you downplayed the amount of tools that are coming out. There's hundreds of different new AI tools that get launched every day. Amazon invested $4.2 billion in AI already. Google has launched, gosh, I don't know, I'm sure well over 100 different AI tools already for its different companies and applications. So there's too much. What you all need to do is, yes, identify the, check your software stack, right? Keep it simple. Number two, identify the biggest problem to solve, right? Exactly what you had just mentioned, Jeremy. And then number three, if you don't have a short list of how you need to solve that problem with AI, then find someone who does. Like, don't try to reinvent the wheel. Don't go down a rabbit hole. That's what creates distractions and will do the opposite of what you're actually setting your eyes on, which is increased efficiency.
That's what's great. And that's why I think people need to be following people like you, because you're doing the hard work. I'm watching it. You're doing the hard work. You're teaching me about Wave today, teach me about new things in ChatGPT that I didn't know. I would also say on top of that, I've even learned, you know, I'm like a designer with my original background. You know, I ran a marketing agency before Rentscale. You and I have bonded over that. When I go into I used to go into a stock photography website, and I would just basically be looking for a photo of X. Now with the AI tools out there, I can go into a stock photography site and I can literally say something like, I'd like a chart of a company growing, but instead of bar charts, I'd like doors. And it does it for me in seconds, right? So the artist in me is still there. Like, I conceptualize what I'm trying to illustrate, but rather than hiring an illustrator and going out and being like, no, that doesn't work, that does work, and spending weeks and weeks, I literally can just basically go and say, hey, software, I'd like a bar chart, but I'd like it to be doors instead of bars. And I have it moments later, which is really amazing. So that is really the generative part of AI is what is so amazing right now, right? We can just create anything. So any final shots on that? Because I know you're a creative. What is the opportunity that we should all be thinking about? What are we missing out on if we just think a little bigger?
Yeah. I'm not sure if I recommend anyone thinking a little bit bigger right now, because there's just too much to get overwhelmed. And I would focus in on just those things that we mentioned. Comment on images is that AI is getting pretty good with images. At the same time, it's a terrible speller. So don't ask it to give you anything with words, because it's common to that it'll misspell. One takeaway that I did want to share, everybody loves this. On all the different types of talks that I've done already on AI, and I have another one coming up, flying out on Sunday. I think I'm going to see you in Denver, won't I?
You will see me there. I'll be there.
Excellent. So I think I'm the keynote there, and it's going to be on how to supercharge your team with AI. But one aspect I never leave out is creating more video. As you know, video is so important in our business, operationally and in our marketing. So there's three tools that make it simple to create to 10x or 100x the amount of video that you create, and also to increase your confidence. One of them is called GLASP, G-L-A-S-P. It's a Chrome extension. Basically, what you do is you look for a YouTube video. So for example, Mark Cunningham, you know the old term R&D, not research and development, but rip off and duplicate. Well, you just go to somebody else's video and you want to know what the heck are they talking about with having to watch the whole video. So you have GLASP Chrome extension, you click the button on the YouTube video, it will automatically send that to your ChatGPT. It will summarize it, give you the key bullet points, essentially giving you your video script. Now you just pull out your camera, shoot a quick 2-minute video where you have the highlight of what you need to be talking about. And then once you're done with that video, there's a tool called Descript, D-E-S-C-R-I-P-T. And I know this is a lot of information, but when I do my slide presentation, I'm like, look, there's no fluff. There's just great content. So take notes. So that second tool is Descript. Descript is the easiest way to edit video. I used to spend hundreds of hours editing videos, like, because I thought I needed to. Now it's as simple as, if I don't like the sound, I just click a button that says studio sound and the sound is perfect. If I use a lot of ums and ahs, like for example, Matthew in one of his presentations, we looked and there were 483 filler words. Well, you click a button, boom, gets rid of all of those. It'll even redirect your eye contact. So Descript is awesome, makes video editing simple. Anyone can do it. Now imagine if you have a marketing person, empowering them to utilize it. It's just, you'll put out a lot more content. And then the third tool with video is Opus, O-P-U-S. literally all you have to do with Opus is you take that video, you upload it to Opus. Opus will create 15-second, 30-second, and 60-second short clips for YouTube, TikTok, you know, all of the short platforms. It'll give you branded captions. It'll choose from the actual video itself what are the most relevant. It'll score itself. So anything lower than 80%, right, of B, we don't even look at. But you'll get so much content from that. It's amazing what AI can do for video. Those three tools are, and I was surprised to find this out of all the talks that I've done, those three tools together to do more video have been the most popular and the most attractive for property managers.
I believe it, because I think we all know that video matters, but it's so hard to do. And it's so unnatural for so many of us. And I think that you and I have gotten over that hump. I mean, you know, look back. I mean, we got more video online than most people. And you're right. It's super important. This is what people care about today. So we got to check our ego and we got to get over that. Ton of my entrepreneur friends are using Opus Clip. I'm hearing nothing about it. I did not know about Descript. It's really exciting. I'm going to do that. And what was the first one, the one that will record and create the script for you?
GLASP. G-L-A-S-P.
Okay. Amazing.
Yep. Amazing. Chrome extension.
Yeah. I do remember a lot of your tools are to help us do the things that we're hiding from, right? Make us do the things that we know we should be doing. And I think that that's really worth bringing up, which is amazing. And like I kind of teased just a couple of minutes ago, whatever you share today is going to change 6 months from now. We don't know. We can get our head around how many tools are going to come out. Some will be competitors for each other and some will be better and we got to pick the winner. Some will be totally new things that we've never seen before. So Jay, I for the audience listening at home, how can people learn more about these tools and stay in touch with you so that when something changes in May, they can be in touch? How can I follow you and be in the loop?
Sure. Easiest way is I'll send you that Notion template, which essentially is just a website with property management prompts that you can copy and paste. And that way, you know, I'll get you set up to receive updates. But you just email me at jay@betterwho.com and just say, send me the template.
Amazing. And I want to just give you a quick, you know, 30 seconds to tell the viewers what Better Who does and what your kind of day-to-day is, because I think a lot of people watching know, but some people don't. So like, let's tell them what you do and how you can help them.
Yeah, with Better Who, we help build self-managing teams. We were talking about that labor efficiency before. We hire remote team members, direct hire. We're the only ones that do that in our industry. There's other staffing agencies and job boards out there, but we put the control back with the property manager. And we have consulting and coaching services around that and just ways to be a better, more profitable company and also to be the best version of yourself so you can make the biggest impact on your company.
Jay, I've learned so much from you. And just a plug for the audience, I want to say, Jay, we have a data analyst on our team here at Renscale who helps us understand our leads and go through that and make sure that we have all the right information. He's an amazing remote global employee in Colombia. His name's Rafael. We love him. And your team helped us find him. So I really appreciate that. And I appreciate the innovative spirit and helping us like sift through the haystack that is technology. I mean, I chuckle sometimes when everyone uses the word AI. And I just think, you know, 15 years ago when Web 2.0 came out, or like 20 years ago when the .com happened, like we just like, I think we're a great age, Jay. I think we're really lucky that we get to go through these booms of technology innovation, and it's super exciting. And it's also super confusing for all of us who've got like a normal day job to do. And all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, my industry can change overnight. But, you know, I love that. I embrace that. I've seen it happen 3 or 4 times in my career. And I think that, you know, you're just doing such a great job of helping our clients go through that now. So I want to say thanks, man. And I want to say thank you for sharing all your knowledge today.
Yeah, thank you. And quick recap of the top tip is always, I learned something from Russell Brunson when I was really diving deep into the world of marketing, and it was always follow the guy that's got the arrows in his back, right? He's already gotten the arrow shot at him. So if you don't want to get any arrows in your back, just follow that person and just get the information from who already knows it.
Well, thanks for taking all the arrows, Jay. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
I'll see you next week.
See ya. Right. Bye. Bye, guys.
Really excited about Jay joining us today. I'm telling you, there was a lot of buzz about his talk. And if you're going to be in Denver next week, which I'm going to share with you the event calendar as we always wrap up. I'll be with Denver and with this great guy. And he is going to have a lot of presentations. So if you have a local NARPM chapter and you need a speaker, reach out to Jay. He's going to be amazing. Really appreciate his time. Really excited to hear from you guys what you're going to be doing with AI. Like to come back, wrap up, share the event schedule, tell you where I'm going to be. But first, let's just hear a quick word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Strategic PM, the magazine for property management entrepreneurs and executives. If you go online to strategicpm.com today, you're going to find an entire website full of content written about your industry and by your peers. And it's completely free to sign up. Just go ahead and click on the create a free account right in the upper right-hand corner. When you click on that, not only can you create a digital account, but you can actually add your mailing address and we will send you a free 1-year subscription of the print magazine, which will be showing up in your offices every single quarter. So if you take a look inside the magazine, what you're going to see is that we are focused on growth. We've got 5 pillars of Strategic PM: vision, strategy, culture, marketing, and experience. You're going to be seeing some great high-class content from some of the best thought leaders in the industry talking about the matters that matter the most to your business. So sign up for free today at strategicpm.com and look for the magazine in your office. All right, so I'm earning my frequent flyer miles these days, fresh back from CalNARPM. Next week, heading off with Jay, April 8th and 9th to Denver. They are having their NARPM conference, just about as big as a state conference, even though it's not a full state conference. We will be in Western Denver, and I'm really excited. Jennifer, who delivered the scoreboard today, my counterpart here at Renscale, and I will be sharing some great content, opening keynote on Monday morning. So it's really exciting. Come back for just a tiny bit, and then I'm off to broker owner in Amelia Island, which is very exciting. And you just saw the ad for Strategic PM. We will have the newest edition, early copies. I think I'm bringing about 100 hot off the press of our next issue before we start mailing them to Amelia Island, a broker owner. So it's April 16th to 18th in Amelia Island, just north of Jacksonville. I'm guessing if you're going, you already have your ticket. Looks like it's going to be an amazing event. We've got lots of fantastic side parties and vendors. I know Second Nature is doing some amazing stuff. I know that Onsite Pros are our friends all over the industry are really come out for Broker Owner. And I will be excited to share with you guys the next Strategic PM if you make it. After that, got a little bit of a break. IMN is having their single family forum. May 20th and 22nd, just down the street from me here in Miami. Should be a beautiful time of year and would love to see you. That looks really big. We've got a lot of clients attending that, and I'm probably going to go down there and bounce around and say hello. So I should see you there. Moving into Q3, which we are in Q2 now, just in case you didn't know. So we're going to start sharing some more dates with you guys. Next event on our calendar, NARPM Southern States is partnering with Florida State, and that is going to be one mega regional conference this year. So already the Southern States was a big regional conference. Now they're joining with Florida. It should be amazing. That is August 27th to 29th, and you should start checking out tickets now. Looks like it's going to be an amazing event. So hope to see you at some of those events. I'll see some of you guys next week in Denver. And probably many more of you the following week when we go to Amelia Island for Broker Owner. And thanks for being here, guys. And that's what's happening this week in PM.